This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Bharatiya Janata Party has completely rejected and distanced itself from the controversial remarks made by the party MPs Nishikant Dubey and Dinesh Sharma on the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice of India. The two MPs have also been asked to refrain from making such remarks. In a social media post, BJP President JP Nadda said that the Bharatiya Janata Party has nothing to do with the statements made by them. He said these are their personal statements, but the BJP neither agrees with nor supports such statements. Mr. Nadda added, Bharatiya Janata Party has always respected the judiciary and gladly accepted its orders and suggestions. The BJP is launching a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, from today to spread awareness about the benefits of the Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till the 5th of next month. Under the campaign, BJP leaders and workers will visit to Muslim communities and make them aware about the Amendment Act. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose has said that he will take up the incident of communal violence at Murshidabad with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and also submit a report on his findings on the ground-level situations there to the central government. The governor said this to the media persons on his way back to Kolkata after completing his tour of the troubled areas in Murshidabad district.
This has been an insightful experience for me. I now understand what exactly the people need. I will take it up in the appropriate channels in the appropriate manner. As governor, it's my duty to act as a rainbow bridge between the center and the state. When it comes to protecting the life and property of the people, there is no difference of opinion between this government or that government. It's our bounden duty and a constitutional obligation to guarantee the fundamental right to life. The right to life has been threatened.
West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has appealed to the people of the state to maintain peace and integrity amidst the recent political violence, rumours and provocation to disturbances in connection with the protest against the Waqf Amendment Act. In an open letter to the public, she accused the BJP and its allies of carrying out disturbances in West Bengal. She also alleged that the BJP is indulging in polarisation on the basis of religion. Referring to the administrative steps taken by the state government, she warned that nobody will be spared if found guilty. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Labour Department has initiated the registration process for service providers associated with the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2025. A help desk cum registration counter has been set up at the office of the Assistant Labour Commissioner, Labour Sarai, Dogra Hall, Jammu, to facilitate the registration process. Registration can be done free of charge upon identity verification. Two cheetahs from Kono National Park will be relocated to the Gandhi Sagar Wildlife Sanctuary in Mandsaur district of Madhya Pradesh today. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav gave a green signal to relocate the cheetahs following a meeting between the Cheetah Steering Committee and the National Tiger Conservation Authority. The second round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran over Iran's nuclear program has concluded in Rome with signs of cautious optimism. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that there is movement forward and that the two sides have reached an agreement on some principles yesterday. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all the citizens, especially the Christian community residing in India and abroad on the occasion. In a social media post, the President Draupadi Murmu said that this festival inspires the spirit of new hope and new beginnings. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Easter symbolizes hope and renewal through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Easter inspires hope, renewal and compassion in people and hoped for joy and harmony. In the IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh this afternoon, with the match scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Later in the evening, Mumbai Indians will face against Chennai Super Kings in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.